Next pattern, you could do three notes per string. Sets of three notes, not three notes per string. Sets of three notes. So you got note plus two. Do it with me on the E shape. Like, and then that targets the first note. Now targets the second note of the scale. Do that plus two. So your pattern's gonna sound like this. Try that. Yeah, now that's nothing fancy. It doesn't sound super like cool or anything, but now put it all together without any gaps in between and it'll sound like this. Right? So now you got like a triplet pattern over 4/4. Try it a little bit. In threes. My suggestion is only think of the starting note, because then you'll get lost. Like, yeah. So you just think, you know, mm-hmm. I'm exaggerating, and I can slow it down too.
Yeah.
Which I will slow it down a little bit. These guys can easily adjust. Thank you, fellas. Let's do it together and be like. Alright, so yeah. Let's go from 3, 2, 3, 4. That's okay. And I'm not expecting you to grab all these on the fly. I'll send you a recording of this and you can have ideas.
Okay.
But for now, just do the first like four notes of it. Three or for first four sets of three. Like. So don't skip a note. You're missing this guy.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So. That's okay.
Okay.
Good. Do that a few times. I'll pause the recording. Now that you got it, let's do it one last time together. 2, 3, 4. Now that you got it, we're gonna eliminate the space in between and it's gonna sound like this. And that's pretty cool, right? So you have to kind of think.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. I'll pause it while you work that out. A good way to do it is to break it down into smaller units. So first, just the first two notes. You know, so you'll have six notes in a row. 3, 4. Just that. So 3, 4. This and put that all together like that. Good, do it a few times. And then right, just get it in your hands. Good. Now you're gonna put both halves together. This is how you break stuff down into smaller units. We're gonna put both halves together. 3, 4. So. Alright, one more time. Yeah, you're missing the yeah. F note. The F. But it's good. I'll give you, I'll pause it for a second. Good job. Here we go. 3, 4. Oh, you had it a second ago. Here we go. Third note is the first finger on the fifth string. 2, 3. Sure. Your fingers just don't want to do that.
No.
Good, but that's something. I'll give you this recording. You can take it home. And you can do that on any set of strings. First, you do it by twos. Like, let's just do it, another example by twos. What I mean by twos. Like, two sets of three in a row. Like, pick any other note in the scale right now, maybe something on the top strings. Okay. Go ahead, pick one in this position.
Oh,
Alright, so you pick the fourth string, 8th fret.
Yeah.
So you're gonna do three notes based off that, like... Do it with me. And then you're gonna do the next note after the... So the next note after the one you pick.
Okay.
Phrases like that. Let me demonstrate. And it goes kind of against the beat a little bit. It's, and it's not that hard. Once you get used to it, you'll be doing it all day long. Let's do it on the way down. So I'm going to choose, let's say, the top note of the fingering, the 11th fret of the first string. And this pattern goes three notes down, so you go, right, so I'm doing the top note, the 11th fret of the first string, plus three frets, plus three notes of the same pentatonic scale going down, right, do that again, and then the next target would be the next note down, that's it, so let's put that together, that together with no gaps. That's really cool. Good. So I do that stuff all day long. Listen to what it sounds like. I don't know if I can do it double time. Alright, that was four notes. Sorry. It sounds cool. It's an easy pattern.
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
What's that?
You hear that a lot.
You hear that a lot. Yeah, absolutely. Very common.